Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Luna Lover the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Luna Lover the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. And if you're ever unsure how to pronounce my last name, just think of Avril or Adam from Maroon 5. Today we are exploring Gemini season and the Gemini new moon. I was going to do them separately. They were meant to be separate episodes, but that didn't happen. So now you're just going to get a jam-packed Gemini episode. First of all, I would like to check in. How are you doing after the last two eclipses? How did you fare? What came to light? It may have been subtle. It may have been glaringly obvious. Only you're going to know, but it is important to check in with yourself. The eclipse portal is coming to a close on May 30 with this Gemini new moon. So it's likely, if you're not able to see the gifts of eclipse season just yet, you may gain some clarity next week. All right, let's start off by looking at Gemini season. Gemini season began on the 20th of May and it will run until the 20th of June. Gemini is represented by the twins and, you know, often misrepresented by people thinking that Gemini is like the good twin and the bad twin or the good mood and the bad mood. But that's not how we view the twins in astrology. The twins are a way of encapsulating two polarities, which in turn make a whole. The twins are the polarities of completeness, the observer and the participant, the leader and the follower, the teacher and the student, the logic and the fantasy, the giver and the receiver, the mortal and the immortal, the spiritual and the human. So it's being both rather than being one or the other. Together, the twins create a power far greater than if they were separated. Their ability to not only see all sides, but to be all sides is an advantageous energy that you too will be privy to this month, whether you're a Gemini or not. We are moving out of the grounded earth energy of Taurus season and into the cerebral energy of Gemini. It is a very social sign and it requires stimulation, mostly of the intellectual kind, communication, interaction, witty banter, and of course a Gemini always likes someone to flirt with. Gemini is also the ultimate multitasker. They are curious, changeable, and will research and investigate until all of the world's problems are solved, or at the very least, converted into a TED Talk. Gemini's objective is to learn as much as it can through immediate perception. Gemini's brain food is information, and it needs plenty of it with a keen desire to understand. However, caveat, big caveat, you may remember that Mercury, Gemini's ruling planet, is currently in retrograde. So it is likely that this Gemini season, at least until the 3rd of June, might feel like there is a bit of a blurry filter on all those unique Gemini qualities. What does that mean? Well, it could mean that you feel a little foggy. Maybe things aren't going according to plan. You might be feeling a little bit confused. My advice, if you are feeling those things, is chill. You're not alone. Wait it out. Take some space and have a look at it again on June 4 when Mercury starts going forwards again. The Gemini new moon will take place on Monday, May 30 at 9:30 p.m. in Sydney, 12:30 p.m. in London, and 7:30 a.m. in New York. Remember when I spoke earlier about the twins? Well, you may feel yourself being pulled in different directions, different polarities. You might feel intensely human and at the same time an observer from a spiritual plane. As someone who has a very Gemini dominant natal chart, I often find myself participating in the experience, but at the same time observing the experience, if that makes sense. There is no right or wrong, not separately anyway. It's the polarities or the twins together that keeps the world, your life, Gemini season in balance. The Gemini new moon is inviting you to consider all sides, urging you to see the full picture. If you find yourself engulfed by shadow, can you get curious about ways to introduce some light? If you sense the presence of only one twin, can you identify its polarity and invite it to the party? Gemini is sassy, flirty, and social, but also the smartest cookie in the room. So use your smarts to equalize what's off balance and reunite any energy that's gone off course. The mantra for Gemini is I think. And as powerful as thoughts can be, make sure you're choosing the right ones under this new moon. If you slip into overthinking or are choosing to indulge in thoughts that don't serve you, politely let them go, set them free, and choose a new way of thinking. Again, a reminder that your thoughts will likely not be as sharp as you'd like because of Mercury retrograde, but they will be very revealing. So take note. All right, let's have a look at some of the ways we can work with this Gemini new moon. Watch that the embracing of the polarities doesn't make you a walking contradiction. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Seeing all sides doesn't mean not standing firm on your opinion. It just means being open to the contrary. Feed your mind. The book smart bookworm of the zodiac, Gemini soaks up information in droves. This weekend is the perfect time to dive deep into a new book, an online course, a new podcast, whatever you like. Gemini rules the hands, shoulders, and lungs. So this could be a good time to practice some pranayama exercises or just some simple breathing. I'm going to be incorporating some pranayama into this month's new moon circle for all Lunar Lover members. We'll also be setting intentions as part of that circle, which we haven't done, oh my God, for such a long time. The last new moon we had was the Taurus new moon. It came with a solar eclipse. I said, don't set intentions. You don't need to. This eclipse is so bloody powerful. Anyway, so we haven't set intentions since, what would it be? The Aries new moon. So that was 2 months ago. So this is the perfect time to be revisiting your intentions or creating new ones. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. You might also like to, oh my God, this is my favorite thing to do, binge watch some stand-up comedy on Netflix. Gemini loves wit and humor, so channel this energy by allowing yourself some light-hearted comic watching. I believe Ricky Gervais just dropped a new special on Netflix, which I am dying to watch. You either love him or you hate him. I love him. I can take a good joke. Who else is some good stand-up to watch? Katherine Ryan, Glitter Room, fantastic. Any of Eliza Schlesinger is fantastic. Of course, Ali Wong. I'm a bit partial to the female stand-up, I have to say. A lot of male stand-ups really irritate me, but each to their own. I will put some of my favorite comedy specials in the Moon Synopsis on the Lunar Lover Instagram account. So keep an eye out for that. If you don't follow Lunar Lover on Instagram, the handle is @Luna_Lover. I have one last tip for this Gemini new moon. Be the mirror. What does that mean? Let me tell you. Be someone else's mirror by letting them know what's special about them. Throw them a compliment. Highlight their achievement. Often by doing this, we allow them to truly see themselves. This mirror work invites them to tap into twin energy. And you know what? You can also do this with yourself. Stand in front of the goddamn mirror and give yourself a compliment. Look yourself in the eyes and give yourself a compliment you know that you are worthy and deserving of. Things got a little bit serious there at the end. All right. I am going to love you and leave you. You're going to be fine. But look, my biggest takeaway from all of this is do remember that Mercury is in retrograde and Mercury does rule Gemini. So the beginning of this season will probably feel a little bit foggy. It won't have the same sort of sharpness that Gemini season usually does. But from the 4th of June, which is next week, things will start feel like they're gaining momentum again. You'll likely get clarity around some things that you haven't had clarity around. I am looking forward to some clarity around this new book that I'm writing because I've just felt this whole Mercury retrograde. Like there's all of these puzzle pieces floating around in the air and they're not landing anywhere. So I cannot wait for this retrograde to be over. I hope you have managed to find some gifts in it as well. I spoke about, again, on Instagram, maybe on the podcast as well, but I think on Instagram about how Mercury retrograde allows us to really listen to our inner voice. It's a great time for reflecting. It highlights our psychic abilities. So I hope you've been able to tap into all of that as well. As for this Gemini new moon, like I said, we are closing the eclipse portal. So if there has been a lot of change and transformation and confusion and lots of things that came up for you during eclipse season, you will probably again gain some clarity around that once this new moon has happened. Until next moon, which is, what are we looking at? It will be a Sagittarius full moon. Fire, some fire energy coming in with the full moon in a couple of weeks. I will see you there. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, just like Avril and Adam, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.